I tried to reach Michael Stokes. He didn't pick up, so I left him a message.
I'm here. I just got on the phone.
Oh, fantastic, Mike.
I was really busy because I was writing another annuity advisor world application today. So,
You're on fire. Yeah. Would you just kind of give everyone an overview of when you started and, you know, how many leads you've bought and how much business you've done and how much you think you're going to do?
Okay. I won't bore anybody with all the minutiae, but I started in the middle of January, and I started getting 10 leads a month. I'm going to up that here this month probably to 15 or 20 because it's going really well. But like everyone else has said, it takes about 2 months. It took me 2 months to write my first app, and I did that. That was for, let's see here, the total, there's one more coming in, but the total is about 575. And then I wrote a second one. I'm going off memory here because I just, like I say, my mind's been in another world.
The first client is doing several annuities, and the total is about 575, correct?
They did two. He did one, and she's doing one. We're just waiting for her Merrill Lynch to go to cash before she transfers hers over.
Okay.
But his is done already.
Okay.
Let's see, the second one, actually, I just picked up the two checks this morning, and that was for, I think it's 235, and this guy I just signed an app for right here was 287. So you kind of get an idea of the amounts,
So
you're about $1 million off of what, 20 leads you've purchased so far?
Yeah, about 20 leads now, and I've got. I'm trying to be very conservative. I would say I'm going to get for sure two more out of this, the first 20, and so yeah, if I did somewhere about 1.2 to 1.4 out of the first 20. I think that's kind of what my projection is going to be.
Yeah.
So if you up your amount of leads to monthly from 10 to 15 or 20, you should have a tremendous year with these things.
I would hope if the trend keeps going that way. I mean, we're meeting some good people like everyone else, you know, of the 20. They're not all, you know, fantastic.
Right.
Opportunities. There are a lot of still looky-loos.
Right.
But it's just, it's like anyone else. I'm sure I'm repeating what everyone else has said that's doing these leads. There's no doubt you have to develop a relationship before you do anything else. Otherwise, it's just a matter of pure luck if you're going to get one of them.
Right. So you're doing something right, though, obviously, because you're having really good success really quickly. So this first call that you have with them, how long is that call, and what are you basically, are you asking them questions? What's going on in that first call?
Yeah, that's, well, a great question because, you know, everyone does something a little bit differently. My approach is no matter what they say on the lead and the information I get, I pick up the phone and call them right away.
Right.
If they call after 4 and it's 10 a.m., I still call them. Doesn't really matter. And my approach on there is just real simple approach. Just I tell them who I am real quickly and that I'm from advisorworld.com. I'm following up to, you know, help them with their search online duties and ask them if they have time to talk for a little bit right now. And most of them say yeah.
Okay.
And so in the talking, I'm just having a normal conversation, just saying, hey, I want to help you find exactly what you're looking for, and that's probably going to cause me to ask you a few questions just as a follow-up. Can I confirm some of the things that you already talked about with so-and-so at you know, whoever qualified them at Advisor World?
Right.
They all say, yeah. And so I walk through, and as I'm walking through, I'm hoping that they're going to tell me more as we walk through because I'm confirming money amount, the time that they want to do it, the money's qualified or not, maybe where the money's coming from, you know, what they're trying to do with the money. Is it income? Is it just guarantees they're looking for? But all my questions are very open-ended to allowing them to say whatever they want to say on the phone.
Okay.
And 75% of the people there, Clyde, are very open, and they talk.
Right.
They might not tell you what you want to hear, but they are telling you a lot of information that you can definitely glean from that first call. So my first call generally lasts, I think now that I'm doing a little bit more of them, on average they're lasting 20 to 30 minutes.
Okay. And where do you leave it? When you leave that first call, where do you leave it for the second call? How do you do
that? My whole goal, no matter what, on that first call, by the end of that call, I have set a time with them to review the information that I'm going to search.
Okay.
Because they've given me enough information, I tell them that. Now I've got enough information to put something together. I'm going to create a little binder for you. And I say binder probably on purpose because I don't want to send them information by email. Some people might if they have to travel a million miles to get to their house, but in my case, 35 miles is my max radius.
Okay.
So I tell them I'm creating something that I'm actually going to, you know, that I want you to have. And I said, here's what I'll do. I need to spend a few minutes with you, and what I want to do is go over that just to verify that I got all the information right. And I'm going to put that in a binder for you, and everything is going to be yours. It's personal to you. And I just kind of leave it like that. And I said, you know, is it more comfortable for you to meet at like a Starbucks locally around your house? Would you mind coming into the office, or would you like me to meet at your house? Because I'm just assuming that they're going to do one of the three. And I let them decide. And again, 90% of the time, they're making a decision that, yes, this is what I want to do, and they choose one of those places.
After you've sent them the binder for you're going
to
call
them
back?
No. I'm bringing the binder with me to that appointment.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah,
oh.
There's the hook to get the appointment is I'm going to prepare a binder for you. We need to meet so I can go over it with you.
Okay.
That's pretty much, and I'm getting 90% of the people that say yes off that.
Yeah, and I think you last told me, I don't know, maybe you got 17 leads. I think you set 15 appointments.
Yeah, most of them set the appointments.
Yeah, which no one at Advisor World believes.
I'm stunned by that. From everything I've heard, that is amazing.
That's a big number.
I look at it as like I can't believe that people aren't doing 75%. If they're around their area, I can see if they're across state or there's a huge traveling distance. That's completely not the right thing. But as for me, within 35 miles, I'm highly disappointed if it goes to we don't even meet for the very first time.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow.
But then you've given them a really good reason to meet.
Yeah.
Is because you're going to put together a binder. You can't email a binder.
That's it. Yeah. And if they ever come back
and
say, well, you email me, I go, yeah, like I go, but it's kind of hard to email a binder. And I laugh at it, you know.
Yeah.
And so my binder, as you guys know, I just go down to Costco and I buy one of those white where you could buy like 12 of them in a pack or something. The little white 3-ring binders. And I do. I put that together. I put a cover letter up in the front sheet. I put a little letter from me in it. And then I put all my preliminary, real simple stuff that showed them that I did my homework. I came back and I have a little spreadsheet of what I searched for them with 10 different companies in that spreadsheet, and that's kind of where we get the conversation started when we sit down for the first time.
And then you can dig a little bit more, too, and maybe get a little more personal information.
Yeah, exactly, Craig. And I found out that half the time, even after getting all the information, preparing it, and taking it to them, half the time we end up looking at something different than what we just kind of preliminary talked about.
Yeah.
Well,
you're educating them along the way, and once they thought what they thought they wanted, it usually ends up being not what they wanted.
Mm-hmm.
I shouldn't say usually. Half the time, it ends up being not what they wanted.
Yeah, they had an idea. They just didn't know how to really say it.
Exactly.
Yeah, until we tell them, okay, so this is not really what you want. What you want is this. And once we get to understand what their needs and desires are, then we can kind of figure out what actually they're trying to accomplish. You know, then we can really match something. But you've already come in with some work and a binder. And then when you get more illustrations or things are more appropriate, you know, you can meet them again, say, I've got some more stuff for your binder. Let's meet again. So we put this in your binder.
Do you think it would be a good idea, Mike? You've heard us talk about the 10-minute videotape we made for the radio program. Do you think that would be good thing for you to do to, when you take him the binder, to also take him a copy of the videotape with you on the picture of it, and, you know, and if it's a 10-minute videotape that they can also go home and listen to?
And I missed that part, but what's in the videotape? It's kind of like an introduction of us and what we do or something?
No, it's really the
DVD for the radio show, and it kind of explains index annuities. You know, but it doesn't really get into specifics about income riders or things like that. It talks about bonuses, talks about income annuities. You know, I don't know that you need it, but it's certainly a tool out there.
You could take a look at it. You might.
Send it to me. What I do after we've made the first initial appointment, I tell them I'm sending them a follow-up email to expect it. And what I do is I put in there is my website link, and I put like maybe an additional link or two that's on my website that might say, you know, explain more about annuities or explain more about what we do, just so they can click on it, on that link. And I ask them when I get there, hey, did you happen to get a chance to look at my website and go to those sites? And most of them say they have, because you know they're going to do their due diligence on you anyway, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I want them to get a little warm, comfy feeling of, hey, you know, hey, this guy's
right.
Halfway legit.
So what I'll do is I'll get you the information, because you could do one of two things. You could either hand them the tape, the CD, or the DVD, or you could just put in the binder your URL, and you could have that URL be, they could just go to that URL and listen to the video there.
You could do that too, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, or it could just be another page on the website.
Or it could be another page
right,
on your website.
Right, exactly.
But it is a really powerful 10-minute DVD. Very powerful.
Oh, well, I'd love to see it. If you have a sample or something, that'd be great.
Yeah, we'll get it to you.
But that's really about it. And from there, it's always, you know, because you're not going to close every deal. And I kind of go in there with that attitude. But let me give you an example. Do you have time? I don't want to.
Yeah, no. Keep going. This is great.
This guy right here that I wrote, here's a prime example of never giving up. This guy set the first appointment. He wanted to come to the office, and he did so. In fact, I'm up here in the Anaheim, you know where that is, Craig, Anaheim Hills. We have a little satellite office up here, too. He lives in Corona, and he drove over to the office. We met for the first time, and he was retiring from a company, and his company was going to give him an immediate annuity payout of a certain amount. And I said, hey, let me do my homework and see if we can match that. And so I did that. We sat down, and as we went through everything, I told him, I said, you know what, based on the numbers that they're quoting you, I said, I searched high and low for everything. I think you're probably best staying where you're at. They're going to give you a good, reputable company. They're going to give you a better payout. And that's kind of where we ended. So now he's telling me after that, he's saying, well, my wife's in a settlement right now that we know that we're going to get a pretty good chunk of money this summer. And so he's giving me that amount, right, about $500,000. And he says, let's just keep in touch. So we did. He calls me a month later. This is a guy that I got, I think, in early February. He called me last week, and he says, hey, he goes, I might want to talk to you again. I go, okay, whenever you're ready. He called me this morning. And he says, they're not going to honor that number that they said on the website. He says, can you run the numbers for me again and see what comes up today? And I ran it this morning. I gave him the numbers. It happened to be with the same company, believe it or not. And he says, you have the quote on that. I got it right in my hand. He says, I want to do this deal with you. He goes, you are totally upfront with me. says, I want you to get the deal. He goes, can you meet this afternoon? And that's all it was. I said, sure, I'll have the paperwork ready. Let's meet at the same office. We came down here, and in 20 minutes he signed the application. He was out the door. And he still has that other settlement money coming in the summertime. So I made it quiet, and I just didn't give up on the guy. He was on my drift list. And I was just a nice person to him. And those things are going to happen to everybody, but that's just another example of an advisor world lead that can come back to you, too.
Yeah, no, another question, too, is because you're kind of going in like we do and not trying to fix everything, just trying to satisfy their immediate need, right?
Oh, yeah, exactly correct, yeah.
Yeah,
you
got to imagine that there's more business there, you know, as that relationship continues to develop. Because I'm sure you haven't had time to go back and get more from the people because they're just brand-new clients. But, you know, 6 months from now, a year from now, you're reviewing, you're reprofiling, you're going to be digging up all kinds of stuff.
The when I was at the boot camp and I left to sign that application, this is the guy this morning that gave me the two checks. His rollover checks came in, and he's a prime example of that. He wanted to get into the money management and all that other stuff, and I said, Let's just take care of this first, and then we'll take a deep breath, and we'll come back in a couple weeks after this is done, and we'll start looking at that. And that solidified the deal with this guy.
Yeah.
And now the next step for him is 2 weeks later, I'm calling him back, and he's got another, I don't know, maybe $750,000 that he wants to look at under management.
Uh-huh.
So it does – you guys are – Craig, you're awesome at that. I mean, just get what they're there for, and walk away because there's usually always something else.
Yep. And then their friends and relatives, and who knows where that all goes to.
Who knows? Yeah. So hopefully that helps. I hope I answered all your questions. I hope that helps other people out that are sitting on the fence about an advisor world lead. My opinion is they're awesome. It's been fantastic so far.
Yeah,
not that hard to work, really. I mean, it takes time to put together the information they're looking for, but, you know, not that much time.
No.
And I think the key to getting the appointment, and I've coached a couple of people, because, Michael, thank you, you sent me the kind of your mini packet that you put together. Key is, you know, once you get them on the phone and talk to them and get them to open up a little bit and ask them, you know, what's the purpose? What are you trying to accomplish? Is this information correct that I got from Advisor World, at least Advisor World? You know, anything else I might need to know? You know, once you get through that conversation, you know, the real key is to get the appointment, and the binder is the appointment.
Yeah.
Then I'm going to put together a binder, and then we're going to meet so I can go over it. You know, it'll be personalized just for you. Then we're going to meet so I can go over it. Where would you like to meet? You know, here's your three choices.
I love that. I love that. Michael, you're a genius.
Oh.
I mean, you just figured this thing out. I don't know if everybody can do exactly what you're doing, but, you know, you figured this out really quickly. I know Advisor's World is, like, totally blown away with these numbers, I'm sure.
What's in his binder?
Yeah. Yeah.
What's in the binder?
Yeah, like, what is it made up of? Like, what's in it?
It's real thin. Again, it's with the little one-inch white clear-covered binder, you know, the three-ring binder that you can buy at Office Depot or Staples. I get them at Costco because they're in bulk and they're cheaper. And in the front cover slip on the outside, I just created a simple template that just has my company logo on it, and I put, you know, annuity illustrations prepared for their name and then our address and phone number and everything. So it just kind of looks like something, you know, official I put together for them. And then on the inside, front cover, in the inside cover there, I've written up a template now, but I just put in their name, and it's a little letter just explaining again who I am and who we are and what I'm going to do for them. And then I might have two or three pages that I slip in a cover sheet to put in the three-ring binder, and all it is was the spreadsheet of some annuity searches that I did for them. And so we've gotten down to, okay, I have this amount of money, and I want to defer it for 10 years, and then when I do it, so I'll go do that. I put it in a little Excel spreadsheet, and that's all it is. It's nothing more than a side-by-side comparison of top 10 different companies that show all, you know, the amounts, the bonuses, the, well, you saw it, Craig, you know, it's the
yeah.
payout amounts, the joint payout amounts, and all it is just a conversation piece. It's not, they'll never pick, other than, hey, I like this, they'll never do anything off that binder other than I just like this, you know. That's what I want to get to them at the first appointment. I like this. Okay, great. Let me go now that I know exactly what you like. Let me go get something very specific to your needs, and let's meet again and talk about that. Did that answer your question?
Thanks.
Jim, is that you?
It's actually Eric.
Oh, Eric. Okay. Hey, Eric. Hey, great radio show response, huh?
I was pretty surprised by it.
Me too. Wait till next week.
Yeah, he said he's testing a bigger station this Saturday. So.
I know.
Yeah,
congratulations. Congratulations,
you know,
Eric.
Radio, I appreciate that. I'm just, you know, I've been in the industry for 20 years, so I've always known you got to stick with everything, just like these guys are saying with Advisor World Leads, and just stick with it and just keep going and just don't quit, you know?
Yeah, well, we know that the Advisor World Leads, proven program, we know it works. You know, Michael's kind of discovered the way to get the appointment, because you can't email, you know, a booklet. You know, you just can't do it. You know, we've got to meet to do that. And everything else just kind of flows. And if, you know, if you wanted to, and this may work for some people, you know, AIP is working on putting together a spreadsheet like Michael was talking about. But if you wanted, you know, if you don't want to put together a spreadsheet, then you get maybe 3 or 4 or 5 illustrations. You know, you take the important page that really tells them a lot of information, you stick it in there so you have 4 or 5 pages to talk about. You know, same thing as a spreadsheet, just there's a few more pages in there. And here's company number 1, here's company number 2, here's company number 3. This is what they're trying to accomplish, this is how it works. Is this really, you know, let's talk about, you know, what you're really trying to accomplish here to make sure this makes sense. You know, then they start talking.
That's true. I've noticed, too, that most of the conversations are leaning towards some kind of the guaranteed income.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, which doesn't surprise me, because when I look at the leads as they come in, they look and smell like immediate annuities.
That's true.
But they're really not. You know, some are, but very few are really, you know, a case for an immediate annuity. You know, they want income for life. You know, they want it to increase over time. They have X amount of dollars. You know, will an income rider get them there? And if it does, great. But, you know, they kind of look like they're immediate annuity leads, but they're really not. You know, they're just Advisor World is taking the information they gave them. Hey, I've got this much money. I want income for the rest of my life. So we can just assume that, okay, they're looking for immediate annuity, when really that's not the case at all. So, you know, you have to be careful not to assume anything. You know, talk to them, dig in a little bit. Don't make assumptions, because as soon as we make an assumption, we're going to be wrong. And if we start off wrong, then that's not a good way to start a relationship. So we just kind of want to be general, take a shotgun approach to it. Once we meet with them, we can, you know, put the sight on and you know, really zero in on the target, seeing exactly what they're trying to accomplish, and then come back again to add to their notebook some more specific information that applies directly to them instead of the general shotgun that we gave them the first time. Is that kind of the process?
That's my process. I would say
yeah.
One more thing that really helps out in my first meeting appointment with them, to let them know that I kind of know what I'm talking about. Because I tell them that, you know, all the income, whether it's variable or indexed or whatever, I said, when you're looking for this guaranteed income, there's about 5 things that you really have to examine before it really comes down at the end of the day that you're getting the best deal. And so at every appointment, I'll talk about those 5 things. Just because one company pays you a 10% bonus doesn't guarantee that that's your best deal.
Right.
So we talk about, you know, bonuses, the roll-up rates, of course, payout rates is really important, and you know, costs. And so I'll cover those 5 things, and as we're doing it with a
company, I'm allowing them in the spreadsheet. They're the ones picking it. I'm just showing them the here's this.
Or do you do that in the first appointment?
I do that at the first appointment, not on the phone call.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure there's sometimes when you look and say, hey, with company A, the income's higher right now, but it's going to stay the same forever. Company B, the income's a little bit lower, but in 5 years it's more.
There you go.
So there could be a lot of variations in there, but perfect.
But, at the end of the first appointment, they almost all the time, they've kind of, if they're real serious, if they're really serious about doing stuff, then they have identified really what they're looking for. And it may be what they're looking for, again, is not even on that page because we identified that. But if it is on that page, they've identified it, and now they've just – they're almost like, okay, well, what's the next step? I said, well, we need to look – let's look product-specific so you understand exactly what this does and what it doesn't do, and I'm going to come back and show that to you. I'm going to show you all the pluses and the minuses and make sure you're comfortable before you actually go through – and, you know, and get going with this particular company. Is that okay with you? You know, I asked, is that okay to do that? And they all, yeah, that's okay. Okay. So, I mean, if this makes sense, this looks like to me that this is the best thing, but you agree it's the best thing too, right? Yeah, okay. So, as we go forward here, before we sign paperwork and do what we need to do, let's make sure that we understand the product specifically in, I don't know. It just seems to flow that way really well.
Yeah, which makes sense. It's just kind of our appointment process.
It is.
You know, they've identified the issue for us, which is nice. That's, you know, that's already accomplished a lot. And then we just have to see if they've really identified the issue in real terms, or just they kind of thought, here's what I want to do, but they don't really know how to do it yet.
So if you spin this for radio, in radio the hook is the DVD, right? That's what they're calling for.
Right.
How do you, you know, for guys that aren't as good on the phone or whatever, you can't create something like a binder if they're calling in from the radio show. What do you?
No, but you're a New Yorker. What New Yorker isn't good on the telephone, for God's sakes?
I'm just saying,
come on.
I didn't say anything, but the people I've called before, I've made appointments with all of them already, but
yeah.
I'm just saying
in
general.
I don't doubt it.
In general.
Yeah, and then
you don't have anything, you know, they're asking you to send them the DVD, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm just
saying. And, you know, and my response is always, you know, because they're calling for a couple things. It may be a complimentary consultation. Normally it's a DVD because that's the big hook there. You know, I'd be happy to drop it by when you'd like me to come by, right?
Yeah. Right.
And you got appointments with them.
Yeah, all right. So you got to go around a little bit with the radio and just figure out how to get.
You got to go around a little bit because you figure the first appointment is going to be, you know, give them the DVD or the link or whatever you want to do, and then it's going to be just like Mike does on the telephone, but you're going to do it on the appointment. Is, you know, tell me a little about yourselves. Maybe there's something I can do to help you. You know, what's your situation? Because obviously they called for a reason,
right?
And try to establish a relationship. And then say, okay, well, you know, let's meet again. Next time we meet, we'll kind of go over your profile a little bit, or if they gave you some idea to fix, let me put together a binder for you. I like the binder. Let me put together a binder for you that has all the information you're looking for. As soon as it's done, I'll call you, and we'll come by again. I'll go over your personalized binder, and we'll see where we go from there. Because that gives you a reason for another appointment. I mean, the reason for the first appointment is to give them the DVD. Reason for the second appointment is because you're going to put together some kind of binder to answer whatever question they might have.
Right. And what
it doesn't have to be complicated.
What would you say on the first call? They say, well, just mail me the DVD.
If they said that, I said I'd be happy to, but let's do it this way, because I'm going to be in your area. Why don't I just drop it off?
Okay.
And if they say, no, just mail it to me, okay, well, let me do this. I could mail it to you, but it's going to take, you know, 3 or 4 days to get there. Why don't I email you the link, and you can just go on your computer, and you can have it in the next 5 minutes.
Okay, and then I'll just follow up with you.
Yep, follow up. But now you've set appointments with all the people that called in, right?
Yeah, I've been on the phone forever. Like, I'm only imaginable. I'm used to making appointments with people, but I'm just saying, like, I just started calling today. It's my first day on the radio with the leads that I got. So I'm not, you know, I mean, it's new to me with the radio because I've never done radio before. So I'm just curious, you know, it's like the guy you had, what's his name, Michael?
Yes.
Who had success with the binder, you know, like he can create the binder. But with the radio, it's a little different because they're calling in, you can't. Yeah, I just want to get that appointment. I was just curious if you had anything.
Yeah, no, let me deliver the DVD because remember, you're a star. You can not even tease them and say, "Hey, you know what? When I drop it by, I'll even autograph it for you." you know, have some fun with it because why not?
Yeah, that's true.
Right? Now, these people you called, we'll talk about radio for a minute. Thank you very much, Michael, for the advisor role information too.
You're welcome.
Now, on the radio leads, you called them, and, you know, the people you were able to contact, you got appointments with. And it was not that hard, was it?
Not really that hard, no.
No, because, I don't know if you can tell on the phone. You probably can, because I listened to some of your leads, you know, because I can play them back, too.
Good.
And, you know, these are New Yorkers. you definitely tell. These are New Yorkers calling back.
Wait a minute, you mean eating bag of donuts, you mean?
Yeah, no, you can just tell by the way they just responded to the voice.
I know.
You know, just, what's your name? My name's Sal Abraham. You know, just
yeah,
bang,
yeah.
Right out there, whatever it is. But when you called them, were they a little surprised that the actual, you know, star was calling
them? They actually
them?
Were. I mean, they actually, a few of them said, I didn't expect to get a call from you.
Yeah.
I was a little surprised. I mean, today's the first day I've been on the phone with these radio leads, so I mean, it's kind of a little winging it a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
But, I was a little surprised.
Because you're the celebrity,
you know? And,
so you
and there was a mix of people. Everybody had a different personality. One guy was 2 years old, another guy was 68, you know? I mean, they were, like, all over the place. I mean, you know, all different needs and different things that they were looking for and stuff like that.
Sure, nature of the beast. But you got them. You had some celebrity status.
Yeah.
Which comes from being on the radio, which is kind of fun. Mm-hmm. And you got the appointments. Now it's just a matter of just doing what you do best.
Yeah, I don't know how many people are on this call, but we tried about four or five local stations with very poor results, and now we're trying other stations, and we've had, it looks like it could be unbelievable results. Just from
In fact, I mentioned that at the beginning of the call two stations we tried, or four stations rather, we got maybe one call and they didn't leave any information.
It was really zero, but
it was like a zero, which is fine. You know, that's called testing. And then I think after a week or maybe 2 weeks, got on this Christian radio show at a pretty good time. So I think it's 7 o'clock or 8 o'clock.
Yeah, it was the second week, and we got, like, six leads so far, but it was only run one time. So
yeah, and then next week you're running Matt,
about
the new station.
Yeah, which is supposed to be better than this station.
Yeah, and so I could imagine if it's just as good as that station, you know, you get another five or six leads, so now you got 12.
In one weekend.
And,
oh, yeah,
you know,
if I get
you got to call them. You got to call them, of course, but, you know, it just happened by itself. If that continues, you know, there's 30 or 40 new leads a month. If you set appointments with, you know, let's not say all of them, but let's say you set appointments with two-thirds of them, you know, there's another 15, 20 appointments.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Nothing bad can come from that, right?
No, it's just crazy.
No. So that's working well, too. Every year is a little bit different. We have to test. Sometimes you get lucky right off the bat. Sometimes, like Eric, he knew. I talked to him, said, "Hey, guess what? You know, you got no leads." Yeah, I know. They didn't run the radio show. I listened to it. They didn't run my show because I guess he got bumped for some reason. But
yeah,
you know, we both understood that it takes a little time, takes some testing at different stations, and we kind of zeroed in pretty quickly, actually. You know, after 2 weeks, zeroed in on another station, and then another one opened up that, I mean, these radio buyers, you know, especially in New York, because he's a New Yorker, you know, he knows all these stations. He knows all the stations around the United States, so they just hammer these people for deals. So we're pretty excited about that. I'm sure you are, too.
Yeah, I mean, I've never done it before, and I've had success with seminars, but not, I've never done radio, so, you know, I appreciate it, it's good, and we'll, you know, I just take it one step at a time, and...
Yeah, plus, you know, it's certainly an index annuity, because that's what we're talking about.
Yep.
Right.
So that'll help with that part of your business, too.
That's the other thing.
Thanks, Eric.
It's going to be interesting to see how zeroed in they are after they listen to the DVD.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, they'll be zeroed right in. If it's of interest to them, they're going to go right in. You'll see. It'll be easy.
Yep.
Perfect. Clyde, anything else to add?
We're way over our normal hour, but it was extremely, extremely valuable. Mike's angle with the binder is a great angle. And, Eric, we're so glad that you had good results now. And so a good call, and appreciate it. We'll have another call 2 weeks from today, which will be the third Monday in the month of April. So thanks, everybody, for joining us. And if you didn't hear the whole call, you'll get a copy of this call tomorrow. But thanks again, and we'll talk soon.
Bye for now. Thanks, guys.
Bye. Take care, everybody. Bye.
Okay.